This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And we're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Before we get into these transformers exploding, I just wanted to mention, about 10 years ago, we planted our outdoor wood furnace, which meant that we had to choose a location and put down a concrete pad that we poured ourselves to mount this outdoor wood furnace on. And this outdoor wood furnace probably weighs, I'm thinking, over 1,000 pounds, easily. It has, that's without the water in it. It has about a 400-gallon water tank that is that surrounds the firebox. The firebox is 4 feet by 5 feet. Internal dimensions. So it's a large firebox. It's a heavy wood stove, and it stands, it's like an outdoor shed, and a steel shed, if you will, with a steel roof, steel sides, and a cast iron door. And the chimney, the top of the chimney is about 13 feet. And when we planted this thing, there were some hardwood trees around it, and I thought, you know, we need to cut those down because, it could be a fire hazard. But we decided to leave them to see what would happen from the wood smoke, the exhaust coming out of this wood stove. I wanted to know. I wanted to know if it would kill the trees or it would help the trees thrive. Well, I just went outside during the top of the hour break, and I looked at the outdoor wood furnace, which is in our backyard. And those trees that were about the height of the wood stove, right near it, when we planted that wood stove, they are now about 40 feet tall. So in 10 years, those trees around the wood stove that are in the area of the chimney that get the wood stove exhaust slash smoke, love it. Absolutely love it. They didn't wither. They didn't die. They took off like they were on fertilizer. And they weren't. They love the exhaust from the wood stove. They absolutely love it. They are thriving better than any of the trees that were the same age in the same area on our farm. Absolutely true. So I guess you can't believe some of the things that you hear from the media. Now, that being said, please don't believe anything that I say. Please don't believe anything that you hear on USA Prepares. Please don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in any media today, because it's fraught with lies. You'll have to figure out for yourself if what you have read, seen, heard, watched is actually true. You'll have to do your own research. The same way that all of your USA Prepares instructors do. We all do our own research, and we tell you what we've experienced. We tell you what we see with our own two eyes. And we actually check with each other and verify that what we've seen is not an anomaly. And you'll hear me say, what is your reaction to that, to our fellow instructors when we're on the air? I'll say, have you seen the same thing? Is this happening in your neck of the woods? So where are we at USA Prepares? Well, as you know, we're in Australia. We're in California. We're in Montana. We're in Ohio. We're in Utah, Missouri, and a few more states. So we are spread out, and we're all seeing the same things. And we're sharing them with you. That's what makes us different. We just don't read and regurgitate what we've read. We actually go out and verify it and check it, and actually we see for ourselves first, and then tell you, before it makes the news. That's who we are. Gwyneth?
Yes, that's right. That is what we do. We always check with each other. Because the other thing you've got to be aware of is that Vincent and I live in very, very different climates. I have a semi-arid climate. It's the middle of summer. But it's great that you said that you had a polar vortex last week. We actually had a polar vortex as well. And we got a blast of cold wind, and it actually went down to the teens centigrade, which is extremely cold for us during the summer. Okay, normally at this time of year, in centigrade, we are getting temperatures of at least 35 to 40 degrees centigrade every single day. And probably until about the third week of March, and then it will start to cool off, because that is the autumn equinox, is the 21st of March, the third week of March. And after that, the sun sort of flips over and humidity begins to increase, and then you get rainfall happens because you get reduced sunlight after the autumn equinox. And then we get to head into our winter, which is wet normally. And whereas Vincent has a very, very cold winter, and I say to him, your summer day, your hottest summer day is like a nice spring or autumn day for us. That's just how it is. So we're talking about maybe 25 degrees Celsius is about what we get during the spring and during the autumn. But the autumn is definitely the better time for growing things because the soil is still warm. And, you know, it's... You've got to bear that in mind as well. And I'm sure, on the probability that the class members are going to have different climates to either one of us, because there's a whole bunch of different climates. So the things that we are saying in class may not work for you, because your climate's going to be different, the plants that grow around in your area are different, your rainfall levels are different. And so you are going to have to possibly think of different ways of doing things than Vincent and I. But I have a wood stove. It's burning at the moment. I made myself a cup of tea during the break. I filled up the kettle during one break. It boiled. And then I filled up my tea thermos and made myself a cup of tea, and I'm currently enjoying it. But you've got to realize that although there's a lot of differences, there's also a lot of similarities. And one of them is that I live in a eucalyptus woodland. Okay, so Vincent has an oak savanna. I have a eucalyptus savanna, open woodland. And I'm burning a tree that fell down last winter. And or last spring, maybe. And it's been left, that the wood has been left to dry out in the sun all summer. It's now, you know, the first week of February. And the log was beginning to crack. And I know from experience But when the logs begin to crack, they're ready to burn. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely does make sense. And here's another thing. With our outdoor wood furnace, it runs 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and it's been running virtually nonstop for over 10 years. And we just empty the ash out. We have a big ash pile, and we put a round cattle panel around it so no animals get into it. And we shovel the hot ash into this pile. It's actually a little pit that we've made. And then we have water right there, and we hose it down to put out, you know, any hot embers. You can't smell the wood stove. You cannot smell it in the front yard, the side yard. The only time you can smell the wood stove is when we open the door to put wood in it. That's the only time. It burns really pretty clean. And to reduce, just as another tip from 5 minute, or a lesson from 5 minute university, what I did was I experimented with reducing the amount of air that goes into the fire chamber, or firebox, if you will. Exactly the opposite of what most wood stoves do. The EPA is saying, y'all best be burning a real hot fire, about 2,000 degrees, and that way you can reduce air pollution. But what you do is you waste heat, and you waste wood and fuel, because you're running the fire way hotter than it needs to be. And the way you do that is you waste oxygen. You burn up the atmospheric oxygen to make a really hot fire. And the exhaust temperature of these wood stoves that have these really hot 2,000 degree temperatures in the firebox, the exhaust temperature is around 350 degrees. You certainly wouldn't want to put your hands or body anywhere near that, because you'll burn yourself to death. Burn the skin right off you. Well, that makes no sense to me. So we have a vertical chimney, but the way the exhaust comes out of it, it's about 10 inches in diameter. The way we have plumbing for our chimney, it's a stainless steel chimney, comes out horizontally, goes into a T, and then it goes vertical, about 8 feet vertical stack, near the top of the wood wood stove. What I did was I took a brick, and the inside diameter of this flue is 8 inches. So I took a 4-inch high brick, just a red brick, a common brick, and I put it inside that horizontal part of the T where the exhaust gases come out horizontally, and they make a right turn and go up and out the chimney. I slowed down the exhaust by displacing with the brick the area of the flue pipe. I reduced it probably by a third, maybe 40%. And I reduced the amount of air that could go into the firebox on the front of the wood stove. This wood stove does not have a blower motor that blows air, you know, with an electric motor. It's just a damper that opens and lets air in naturally under atmospheric pressure. No extra boost. And I reduced the amount of air that could go in. And you know that we burn at least a third less wood and get the same amount of heat? Can you imagine that?
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, we're going to be talking about transformers exploding. And I have confirmed with two USA Prepares instructors that transformers are hard to get. And we're talking about the kind that the grid uses. And I was talking with one instructor, and he said that in his neck of the woods, people want to buy property and they want to have electricity brought in, and they can't bring electricity in because they don't have transformers to step down the voltage from the power lines that, you know, run up and down the roads to step it down from a higher voltage down to 240/120 volts. Same thing is happening in Missouri. Same thing is happening in other parts of the country. Gwyneth mentioned to me on the phone that transformers are exploding. And so, class, here's what you might want to do. You might want to do what I just did and just go to a search engine and look up transformers exploding. And look at the images. Just transformers exploding. And you'll see it. Gwyneth, can you tell us about what you found out?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of other talk radio shows. Mostly I'll download them onto my phone and listen to them while I'm going about my farm work. And I heard I could mention his name, it's up to you, but he's a quite a well-known broadcaster with GCN. And he lives in Austin, Texas. Not Alex Jones, somebody else. But he said that, well, he lives in an apartment And he said that one of his activities that he did after work at the moment, was to go outside and watch the Transformers blow up all over Austin. Because he lives in an apartment, and I don't think he's on the first floor. But I think he's got quite a good view of the Austin landscape. And he's seeing them go off on a regular basis all over Austin. And he was reporting this on his radio show, or the radio show that he was hosting. And it's absolutely amazing. This is actually happening. And I don't think those people are going to get their electricity back anytime soon. They're waiting for somebody to come along and wave the magic electricity wand and go poof and put the electricity back on. Well, I can tell you what, it ain't going to happen. Probably not. Because from what I've heard, once a transformer explodes in this manner, unless you've got another transformer that you can just plug in, that transformer ain't coming back. Does that make sense, Vincent? Or am I mistaken?
No. That's exactly correct. So, class, a transformer is a device that has a couple windings. And these are windings of copper wire that are typically coated with enamel paint, if you will, insulation. So it looks like bare copper wire, not with insulation that you're accustomed to, which would be, you know, PVC or, you know, some kind of a plastic insulation. This is kind of a painted insulation. And the wire, the copper wire, the windings, as they're called, are wrapped around an iron core. And there's two windings in a transformer. And if you have, let's say, twice as much copper wire on one winding as the other, you would have a 2-to-1 ratio in voltage change. So you can take a high voltage, which is great for sending electricity long distances, but it's not so great for safety. So you can reduce the voltage to a safer voltage, like 240/120 volts, that's the stated voltage of your receptacles in your home or business. Well, what happens is these copper windings around the iron core get hot. And the hotter they get, the more they need to be cooled so the insulation doesn't fail between the windings of copper. When the windings fail, there's a short circuit and the heat increases and the transformers overheat and explode. And the transformers are cooled with mineral oil, which is combustible.
Get your hands on some extra money right now, maybe $25,000 or more. If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA News Update. The State of the Union address by President Biden last night went as expected. Heckling a Biden, presumably by a Republican, blames Biden for the fentanyl deaths in America because of his border policies.
Fentanyl is killing more than 70,000 Americans a year. You got it.
Arkansas's Sarah Huckabee Sanders responds.
President Biden is unwilling to defend our border, defend our skies, and defend our people. He is simply unfit to serve as commander-in-chief.
A United Airlines flight out of San Diego, California, heading for Newark, New Jersey, was forced to turn around and land after a passenger's external battery pack caught fire yesterday. At least four people are recovering after being injured from the fire that started about 10 minutes into the flight. The plane returned to San Diego. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This can be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why do you
got
your
take? When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, I think you'd have to go pretty far to find a more brilliantly written, produced, and delivered commercial than We Want Pizza Tonight with the children. Ron Allen's voice was the voice of the announcer in that commercial. Ron Allen is a USA Prepares instructor, and Ron Allen is the deep voice for the introductions, the outroductions, the rejoiners of USA Prepares, and has been for going on 12 years. He is absolutely brilliant. So if you want your radio commercial to be written with you, and produced by Ron Allen, he's the man that I hired in the very beginning of USA Prepares because I thought he was the best of the best of the best. And You can just contact GCN and ask them to put you in touch with Ron Allen. And I'm going to ask him if he'll come back on the air with us. We'll get our schedules lined up, and we'll talk about radio commercials and what makes them. But he is absolutely brilliant, and you just heard it again. You know, Gwyneth, we were talking about these transformers blowing up. And do you want to share with our class why this is happening, or would you like me to flesh some of that out? Your call.
Okay. As I understand it, it's because everybody's using their electrical heaters. Because, you know, people using reverse cycle air conditioners, that's what we call them in Australia. They were actually invented in Australia. You call them heat pumps. Here in Australia, we call them reverse cycle air conditioners because they are an Australian invention. They are ideal. Remember what I was saying a few minutes ago about you have to assess your own circumstances because what's good for Vincent might not be good for us. And might not be good for the class, so you have to do your own research. Here in Australia, we don't have any USDA zones below zone 8 or 7, okay? So that means that the sort of frigid temperatures that Vincent gets simply don't occur here in Australia. There are areas where there is snow, but it's not real deep. We have ski fields, but the ski season is probably a bit shorter than what it would be where Vincent is. And it's just on mountaintop, really. So you can't use a reverse cycle air conditioner below probably USDA zone 7 or 8, okay? So that's about, if your minimum temperature in the winter is going to be below minus 12 centigrade, a heat pump is not the option for you because most of them have a heating coil. In America, they're not needed in Australia, but in America, most of them also have a heating coil, so it's like the bar radiators that you can still sometimes get. And it's a ceramic bar. It's a resistive element. It produces radiative heat, and it blows air across that radiated element and warms up the air. As far as I know, that's how they work. But that uses a lot of electricity. You're talking about something like 1,500 watts for one bar. Maybe, is it 1,500 or 750? I think it would depend on the size of the bar, wouldn't it, Vincent? I think if you had a longer bar.
Yeah, it depends on how it was designed, but they draw these resistive, they're called resistive heat packs here in the United States. And what they're like is a great big toaster element. And it glows, you know, red, just like the nichrome, nickel chromium wire in a toaster glows red, or a toaster oven, or an electric stove, the element glows red. That's what it looks like on the inside of this heat pack. But air blows across it in the ventilation system, and that air gets warmed very, very quickly by this glowing red heat pack, which uses an enormous amount of electricity. That's why it's only used when the temperature is below 25 degrees. But please continue.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, there's actually people here in Australia that make a living cleaning the ductwork in people's houses, but if you can't get somebody to clean the ductwork in your house, And if you don't know how to do it yourself, that dust is going to build up. And I'm wondering, would that pose a fire hazard?
Well, it certainly could. It certainly could. If there's dust in front, yeah. If there's dust in front of that glowing red element, and that dust gets dislodged in a significant quantity, and that heat pack is powered on, it could burn right at the heat pack. Yes, and if there's enough dust, I guess it could cause a fire. And here's the interesting thing, class. So, in simple terms, a air conditioning unit or a heat pump is simply a device that has a couple coils, a compressor, and some kind of refrigerant. And what happens is that the compressor pushes the refrigerant through some coils, and as the refrigerant flows through a very small orifice, it is like a spray inside the tubing. And when it's sprayed, it absorbs heat, which means it gets cold. So that would be the cold coil. And then that heat that is absorbed is carried by the refrigerant through the tubing to the other coil, which gets hot. So if you look at an air conditioning, you have air blowing across the cold coils in the summertime, and that cools the house. But what it really is doing is removing the heat from inside the house and dumping it to the coils outside the house. That's why if you feel the air coming from the outside unit of your central air conditioning, in the summer it's warm air coming out of it, hotter than the hot temperature outside already. So you're dumping or pumping the heat from the inside of the house to the outside. Now in the wintertime, a heat pump just reverses the flow of the refrigerant. So what it does is it takes the heat from the outside air, and dumps that heat to the inside of the house. Now the problem occurs when it's cold outside. So how do you get a lot of heat out of air that's below 25 degrees Fahrenheit? It's almost impossible. So what happens is there's a sensor in your heating system that determines the outside temperature. And when it senses 25 degrees or so, or below, it stops the heat pump from operating, allows the fan to continue moving the air inside the house, and it engages the resistive heating pack, which uses an enormous amount of electricity. Way more, many times more than the compressor would use. And what that does is it causes the grid to bog down. It puts such a load, if there's so many houses that have heat pumps and they switch almost simultaneously to this resistive high energy demand heating element, it bogs down the grid, overloads the transformers, and can cause them to overheat, fail, and explode. That's what this is all about. So Joe and Company just announced yesterday, the number was fantastic, 500,000 charging stations. I don't remember if that's exactly the right number, but I can look it up. The number is extraordinary. So already we have problems with transformers exploding because they can't handle the load. And now the administration is going to do the dumbest thing and have installed, subsidized by we, the taxpayers. We're going to pay for this so that the generally dumb public can buy electric cars and bring down the grid. We're going to pay for our own destruction with this buffoon at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's where we're headed. It is insanity. And I don't get it. I don't understand why people don't realize this. This is a terrible idea. Beyond terrible. You combine it with the gas stove ban. You combine it with the wood stove ban. You combine it with the forcing people to abandon making efficient wood heating systems like we have. You can't get them anymore. They've been banned. The natural aspiration wood stoves have been banned in favor of these high efficiency wood stoves that can only burn specific kinds of wood. It's kind of like having a pellet stove. A pellet stove requires electricity. It requires pelletized wood. Pelletized wood, in order to make pelletized wood, you have to have hydraulic pressure. You have to have electricity and or diesel power. You have to have sawdust, and you have to have some glue, and you have to put it in a plastic bag. And when you pour these wood pellets into your wood pellet stove, if you don't have electricity to run the wood pellet stove, you got nothing. It seems to me crystal clear that your government and other governments have, it seems like they're reading from the same playbook. Like, y'all hear this, we're going to ban every form of everything that doesn't run on electricity. If it runs on anything but electricity, we're going to outlaw it. It seems like that's the playbook. And when that happens, and the grid fails, or the transformers explode, or your smart meter gets shut off by some moron at a PC somewhere that you don't even know where that is, says, you know what, let's have some fun. Let's turn our electricity off. This is just for giggles. Or let's turn off the whole village. You know, just to see what it's like. See how far we can push these people. Seems like that's where we're headed. Seems like it's the same playbook, and they're all reading from it, and they're all telling us what to do. We have the dumbest Congress money can buy, and we're not alone. Downing Street is right down there with us. Number 10 Downing Street. Gwyneth?
Yeah. That's right. And you know something? The other reason why I listen to a lot of radio shows is for the talk radio. And you hear ordinary lives call in and tell their stories. And it was one show, and he was spending $1,200 a month on his digital. That's the mortgage. And he said he doesn't know what to do. He's slightly broke. And that was in the UK too.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, so, class, the internet is abuzz with Joe's claim on building 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations. 500,000. Now, think about that number. I don't know what that means. I know what 500,000 means, the number. But what I don't know is, what I don't understand is, what is an electrical charging station for, you know, electric vehicle charging station? Is that just one charger, you know, on a post? Is that two side by side, you know, near a fast food joint? Is that 16 of them, you know, in what used to be a gas station? Is that what that is? That a charging station, or is it just, you know, one charger? So is it 500 times one or 500 times two? I'm sorry, 500,000 times one or 500,000 times two or 500,000 times an average of eight chargers? I don't know what that means. You can't believe anything that this guy says. But frankly, if transformers are exploding, we have a problem. We have that is indicative of lightning strikes, coronal mass ejections causing power grid failures and explosions. But there was a story. So there was a story, October 30th of 2012, and this is from the Smithsonian Magazine, and it says, last night, a transformer exploded at Con Edison, that's Consolidated Edison plant in Lower Manhattan, that means New York, and what might have triggered it? Well, what they said was, last night, a transformer exploded in Con Edison plant in Lower Manhattan, sparking a flurry of tweets and Facebook posts from residents who witnessed or caught the event on camera. Power failed from the 39th Street all the way down to the southern tip of Manhattan and affected the area, likely not to regain power for up to a week. Goes on to say that so far authorities don't know whether the explosion was directly related to the storm, since it happened just as Con Ed intentionally cut the power to 65,000 customers in order to protect equipment. So here, what we're saying, or what they're saying, is they cut the power and then there was an explosion of the transformer. So it looks like there's gallons and gallons and gallons of mineral oil that keeps the transformers cool. And when the transformer explodes, this mineral oil flies out in many directions from the center of the transformer outward, and there's a ball of fire. So you can look this up. You can see this just by typing transformers explode. You'll see it. Look at images. Gwyneth, we've got Greg on the line. Any comments before Greg comes on?
If anybody has got any horsemanship skills in the class, they need to learn how to start horses or, quote-unquote, break horses. But they need to use the 4BP horse training method, and they need to get wild-type horses, and they need to begin educating them, because that's where we're headed.
One other quick comment.
The best Pirelli is the next best. Those two horse training methods are the two best horse training methods I've ever come across. We're heading back.
One other quick comment. Yeah. So one other comment, Gwyneth. I have been eating blue eggs from our cream leg bar chickens. They are more elongated and less round, if you will, or less spherical, if you will. They're more elongated than a traditional white egg from the factory chickens. I have to tell you, I think there's something to this, because the more I eat one a day for breakfast, my health has improved dramatically. If you look at a tan Easter egg or a brown egg, not Easter egg colored, but a brown egg from, let's say, other chickens. They are white on the inside of the shell and brown on the outside, or tan. The blue eggs are blue through and through. There is something different about the blue eggs. I think there is a dramatic health advantage. This is just me saying it. Don't believe a word I say, class. I don't know if anyone else has studied this. Maybe Dr. Shealy would be interested in doing this. I think there's something there. It's working for me. It absolutely is. So I just wanted to share that. Gwyneth, any quick thoughts about blue eggs before Greg comes on?
Yeah, different species, not species, subspecies of animals and plants do have different nutrition levels. So there may be something to it. But I can't comment other than that. So, okay. But I do know that different wheat varieties, different cow varieties, etc., have different nutritional levels in their meat. So a cow,
Greg,
is not, our wheat.
Greg,
is
you've got
wheat.
Just a few seconds.
Yeah, this is Kyle, not Greg. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. It said Greg in Utah.
No, this is Kyle in Montana. I was going to tell you that on those heat pumps, they're good for the summer, but I've been telling everybody, if you haven't got another source of heat for the winter, you're in deep trouble, because they're nothing more than an electric furnace.
Okay, so you agree with what we said?
Absolutely.
There you go. There's Kyle. Kyle, thank you for calling in. Gwyneth, thank you for being with us. See you next week.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.